Mr. Britling Sees It Through. Book 3. The Testament of Matching's Easy. By H. G. Wells. Narrated by Raina Boughton. Chapter the First. Mrs. Teddy Goes for a Walk. Section 1. All over England now, where the livery of mourning had been a rare thing to see, women and children went about in the October sunshine in new black clothes. Everywhere one met these fresh griefs, mothers who had lost their sons, women who had lost their men, lives shattered and hopes destroyed. The dyers had a great time turning coloured garments to black, and there was also a growing multitude of crippled and disabled men. It was so in England. Much more was it so in France and Russia, in all the countries of the Allies, and in Germany and Austria, away into Asia Minor and Egypt, in India and Japan and Italy. There was mourning. The world was filled with the loss and mourning and impoverishment and distress. And still the mysterious powers that required these things of mankind were unappeased, and each day added its quota of heart-stabbing messages and called for new mourning, and sent home fresh consignments of broken and tormented men. Some clung to hopes that became at last almost more terrible than black certainties. Mrs. Teddy went about the village in a coloured dress, bearing herself confidently. Teddy had been listing now as missing, since reported killed. And she had had two letters from his comrades. They said Teddy had been left behind in the ruins of a farm with one or two other wounded, and that when the Canadians retook the place, these wounded had all been found butchered. None had been found alive. Afterwards, the Canadians had had to fall back. Mr. Dirick had been at great pains to hunt up wounded men from Teddy's company, and also any likely Canadians, both at the base hospital in France and in London, and to get what he could from them. He had made it a service to Sissy. Only one of his witnesses was quite clear about Teddy, but he, alas, was dreadfully clear. There had been only one lieutenant among the men left behind, he said, and obviously that must have been Teddy. He had been prodded in half a dozen places. His head was nearly severed from his body.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?